In hopes of forestalling or at least reducing the effects of a recession, the President and Congress are looking for ways to pump up the economy. And while negotiations continue, one item on almost everybody's list is a tax rebate. Proposals range from $500 for individuals to $1,600 for couples. Many economists believe that if you put a windfall in people's pockets, they'll spend it, and that added spending could kickstart a sluggish economy. Of course, some economists disagree, among them Bruce Bartlett, who worked in the Treasury Department under the first President Bush. Bruce Bartlett joins us now from his home office in Virginia. He wrote an op-ed titled Feel Good Economics that appeared in Saturday's Wall Street Journal. Nice to have you on the program today.
Happy to be here.
And you note in your piece that tax rebates have been tried before under precisely these circumstances, the first time all the way back in the Ford administration.
That's right. We first tried this back in 1975. And what happened at that time is that people did not, by and large, take the money and run out and spend it. They either saved it or they used it to pay bills or pay down debt, which is exactly the same thing as saving. So that the net increase in spending was extremely modest. And there are a number of studies done by Nobel Prize winning economists that after the fact that pretty much proved that was the case. And then we did it again in 2001, and studies by the University of Michigan and elsewhere have shown that exactly the same thing happened. And so basically, you don't really get the economic impact of these rebates that people think you're going to get.
So instead of spending the money on some new wonderful gizmo or gadget or part of a new car or whatever, people are either saving it or using to pay down debt.
That's exactly right. And in fact, there was an article in this morning's Wall Street Journal. The headline says, tax rebates may be used to cut debt this time. So the people who study consumer spending are already basically saying that we're going to have the same effect, and there's absolutely no reason to think otherwise.
Well, on the other hand, these are politicians making this decision. Sending money back to people is probably a good thing to do in an election year.
Well, from a purely political point of view, that's true. The voters are probably never going to turn away a free government check, no matter how bad the underlying rationale for it is. But I think that to the extent that it's diverting our attention away from whatever the economy's real problems are, it may have a higher cost than we may think.
It's also the government, when a crisis seems to appear, and a recession would certainly seem to be in that category, they want to be seen to be doing something.
That's absolutely right. Don't just stand there, do something. It's a very common problem, and I wish we could figure out some better way of reacting to these kinds of events, you're going to do something, so you might as well do something that doesn't do much harm, I suppose.
And you do think that a tax rebate, though you don't think it's going to do a lot of good, is probably not going to do a lot of harm either.
No, I don't really think so, because the government is just going to borrow, you know, whatever, say $100 billion, but then people are going to save an extra $100 billion because they're just going to take all that money and put it into their savings accounts. So the net impact really won't hurt much of anything. But if it doesn't affect the economy, and I don't think it will, they may feel that they have to come back and do even stronger measures in the future. And maybe if they'd done something more modest or better targeted in the first place, we'd be better off in the long run.
Now, you trace this idea back to the famous British economist John Maynard Keynes, this, of course, basically before the Second World War, who argued that spending was the driving force in the economy. And one of the things that he proposed, well, yeah, consumer spending for sure, but also government spending. And after the Second World War seemed to bear him out, we sort of sped our way out of the Depression, among other things, that sort of became, well, I guess, a form of accepted theory.
Well, conventional wisdom, maybe, is the word you're looking for. Yeah, I think that from a conservative point of view, maybe stimulating investment, getting businesses to invest more to modernize and expand plant and equipment might be a better way. From a liberal point of view, maybe have the government do more in the area of public works might be a better way. I think that there's lots of different things we could be talking about other than a rebate. whose only virtue seems to be that it's the second choice of both liberals and conservatives, so it's the one thing they can sort of half agree on.
Well, the conclusion you come to is that people don't change their spending habits much until they see a permanent change in their financial prospects. So, a tax cut, you argue, would be far better than a tax rebate.
Well, I was really mainly trying to make the argument against a rebate rather than making an argument for a permanent tax cut. But the basic theory is exactly as you explained it. People's spending is related to what economists call their permanent income. So, for example, if people lose their somebody loses a job, he doesn't immediately go out and slash his spending. He'll draw down saving or borrow money to keep his spending on an even keel in the expectation that he'll find another job relatively soon. Similarly, when people have windfalls, win lotteries and things, they generally don't go out and spend it all immediately. They save almost all of it and, again, keep their spending on an even keel. And that's why you don't really get any impact from things like rebates.
But isn't there a psychological effect? If people feel like they have more money, even if it's in their savings account, they'll feel a little bit looser with their wallet and start spending more, and that might, in fact, start the economic snowball riding again.
Maybe, but the amount of money per family is going to be so small as I don't really see it having much of an effect. I mean, the most that they're talking about in terms of this rebate is like 1% of GDP, and that's just not enough to have the kind of effect you mentioned.
Which raises an interesting question. Is there anything that a government can do if we're either in the beginnings of or about to enter, as most people think, a recession? Is there anything the government can do to stop that or forestall it?
I think the Federal Reserve is really our first line of defense, and I think they're doing what they can in terms of easing monetary policy and lowering interest rates. As far as fiscal policy is concerned, that is to say taxing and spending, the record shows that every program that's been enacted to try to do something in that area has come long after the end of the recession. And so they end up being worse than useless. They end up overstimulating the economy on the upside. So I think a case can be made for doing nothing, but then it runs again into that problem we talked about earlier, that no politician can be seen to be just doing nothing, even if nothing is the right thing to do.
Yeah, I was going to say, that doesn't suggest you're planning to run for office anytime soon.
Definitely not.
And if doing nothing would probably be the best advice you would give to Congress and the White House at this point, that's difficult advice to follow, as we suggested. Let's turn to our listeners. We have a caller from Binghamton, New York, and it's Tom on the line.
Yes, hi.
Go ahead, Tom.
My comment is, if you give the money to people who are below even the level of filing income tax, like a lot of people on Social Security or people who have no jobs, so they file no income tax, believe me, that money would be spent and it would reduce the workload on the public assistance system.
Well, that's an interesting idea. Of course, the tax rebate would go to people who pay taxes, I guess, by definition, Bruce Bartlett.
Well, that's right. I mean, certainly one can conceive of a program that targeted people who really will go out and spend the money, but I think it's politically unlikely that you can do something like that, because you'd be excluding almost everybody out who's not in poverty. So it becomes just a welfare program rather than an economic stimulus. So I think that, and it's hard to target those people. So it's impractical, certainly politically impossible to do that.
Thanks for the call, Tom.
My pleasure.
Okay, let's turn now to Van. Van's calling us from Boulder, Colorado.
Yeah, I one of the things that's really upset me about listening to all the experts, so-called, and this actually ties into another segment I think is coming up on All Things Considered, is that, you know, people have been talking about this coming for a long time. There's a guy named Bondad that's been posting on Daily Kos for 2.5 years talking about exactly this scenario happening. Paul Krugman's referred to it. Atrios, another blogger, has been talking about this, and he has an expletive that he refers to as a manure pile, essentially, of debt, all these loans that are out there. So now we do this economic stimulus package, too little, too late, and, you know, nobody should be surprised about what's going on. I mean, we're getting a Katrina response to, you know, what was it, Morton Zucker was talking about the most dangerous economic downturn since the Great Depression, and we're going to send out $800. I mean, come on.
Well, it is true that people have seen this coming. I mean,
I'm a real estate broker, and I saw this coming.
Well, the problem is nobody knew precisely when it was coming. A lot of people, including some of the people you mentioned, were expecting this year, 2 years, even 3 years ago, and nothing happened. And that's just the way it is with the economy. It's a little bit like blowing up a balloon. You know that if you keep blowing it up, eventually it's going to burst and blow up. But trying to predict the exact spot on the balloon where the burst is going to occur is practically impossible, and that's sort of what we're dealing with here. We knew it was coming. We just didn't know when and where and how.
If that stimulus package, though, had been passed 2 years ago, might it have had an effect?
I doubt it. I think 2 years ago we could have done some other things that would have dealt with the problems in the subprime loan market and the housing market. But it's way, way too late for that now.
Bruce Bartlett, thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
Bruce Bartlett, Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for Economic Policy in the administration of the first President Bush. He spoke to us from his home in Virginia. And you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.